We're also on television, by the way. You can watch the show Friday nights on Fox Sports Southwest, Texans Weekly, it's called. And we do segments of our radio shows and other things throughout the week. Rick Smith and Patty Smith. Hey, they have the same last name. Rick Smith and Patty Smith, also on Texans Weekly.
Antonio Smith.
And Antonio, it's we might as well call the show The Smiths. The Texans Smiths. So, Antonio, it's time for that segment. We're going to do it right here. And we have a lot of other things to discuss, clearly.
Let's do it.
But Ask Antonio, where we take questions from Houston Texans teammates, and they want to know things about Antonio. So we just go ahead and hand off to them. Let's hear the first one, shall we?
Hey, Antonio, it's Whit here. Got a question for you. Who on the team will win Dancing with the Stars?
Okay, now Jacoby's in Baltimore.
That's a good question.
So forget about that. Who would win Dancing with the Stars on the current roster?
Current roster, I think it would be Antonio Smith.
Really?
Besides yourself.
We got to hear why
first. Why you first.
That's probably why he asked me that question, because I'm probably the best. After Jacoby left, I'm probably the best dancer on the team.
When do they see you dancing?
They have all sorts of parties. You don't know about these. All these player parties. You don't know.
All right.
So you cut the rug a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I bet he can. I bet you can two-step, too. I bet you can do the country dancing.
I can two-step. That's hard to do, man. I can square dance, yeah.
You can do all that stuff.
I can get my sounds on the day.
Let me ask you this. If they asked you to do it, would you do it?
If they asked me, no.
You would decline.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Nah, in the offseason?
I can't handle all that. This is too much. I'm Oklahoma country boy. I got to keep it nice and simple.
Okay. That's a little
Can
too
I ask,
Hollywood.
Who's your second choice besides yourself?
Oh, yes. We have a rookie now.
I think I know who you're thinking.
Gervardo.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking.
Yeah, who were you thinking of, DB?
I was thinking of DJ Swag.
No.
Okay.
No.
Gervardo is like a professional break dancer.
Oh,
he
really?
He does a robot like none other. I haven't seen any other. Yeah, he have.
Get on that.
How will he do the foxtrot like that? Okay.
Yeah, I know. He can't do that kind of dancing, but, you know, he's he's from Jamaica, so, you know, he got that.
That's,
does he do the backspin?
Rhythm,
the island rhythm, right. Mm-hmm. Well, he's on IR right now, so we don't want to risk injury with any dance moves on video, but we'll get to him later.
Too. Don't forget.
Hmm?
Sharpty?
Sharpton used to have a video on YouTube when he was in college.
Okay, did they pull it?
I have to find that video.
A dance video?
They might have pulled it.
Oh, is that the Miami Hurricane thing?
Yes.
Oh, boy. If it's the one I'm thinking of, please don't search for that. Okay, let's go to the next question for Antonio.
Hey, I'm Ben Jones with the Texans. Scooby, who's more country, me or you? I know you got the off-road gear and stuff, but that don't make a country boy. Country boy is where you're from.
Okay. He's from Centerville, Alabama, Ben Jones, and he wears no shoes before the game out on the field when he's warming up. That's pretty darn country, Antonio.
Yeah. It's two different types of country, you know. I'm cowboy type country, and he just, you know, country.
Country.
that's hard to answer. I would have to give him the country accent. He got that. He got that all the way, but some people say, you know, I have a country accent. But other than that, you know, I think that Tone wins that hands down, other than the accent, because I'm just a cowboy, all general, you know, just all around Renaissance cowboy, man. I do it all. Cattle, horses, chickens, hogs, I do it all.
He's not talking about what he eats. He actually, I joked, hey, did you ride in on a horse? You own horses. You ride horses.
Oh,
you go out and do all that stuff,
don't
you?
Where I'm from, we call it riding down through there, you know, cowboying up. That's what I do.
Cowboying up.
And you're wearing the hat after games in the locker room during the press conference, so it's no joke with you.
Yeah,
and by the way, other guys were starting to do that a couple of years ago. I'd like to see more of that. I thought that was pretty awesome
stuff. Me and D-Man compete, but I destroy him every time, you know. He goes to the store every week to try to find an outfit that'll outdo me, but I get him every time.
we'll see what Manning's
And he's got that
to.
Alligator skin, too. Don't forget about that.
JJ wore cowboy. He cowboyed up one day. And he said he wanted to do it this year.
A cowboy day?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to try to get as many teammates to do it on a special game and
I think it would be a thing.
I like it.
People would come to the stadium with the hats if you guys all start doing it post game. Yeah, I think it would be one of those things that kind of grows as the season evolves here. All right, let's get to our next Ask Antonio question, please.
Hey, what's up, Tone? This is Brooks. So I heard you started the Segway trend, but I also heard Mario started it. So what's the real truth?
Segways, and those are the scooters, if you don't know, the two-wheel scooters. And, man, you ride that thing really well. I mean, that's not an easy thing to ride. You have to sort of develop a technique, right?
Yes. It takes a lot of practice, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of the other Segway pretenders, you know, they just come in there and get them. They ride them a little bit, you know, for show, you know.
But Who's a pretender?
I can't name no names, but it's a couple of them out there. You know, they got all kind of special stuff on their Segways. Mario got his policed up, and I don't think he rode the Segway one time. I ain't seen him ride the police Segway one time.
Wow. But you were the first one to bring it into the building.
I was the first. Jay Bird, our equipment guy, was the first one that had it. Now, I had to give it to him, Jay Bird. But player-wise, I was the first one that had the Segway. I got the best Segway because mine is off-road. You can take it anywhere with you.
Off-road.
You know, you can't just ride
it. Rugged tires on it?
Yeah.
Really?
I ran over Ben Tate's Segway one day just to show him what it was about. I just ramped over. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, you could get hurt
Segway
on one of those
bullying
things.
Over there.
If you're not – you guys go pretty fast on those things.
They
if you're
said
not careful.
Either the owner of the company or the inventor of it died on a Segway.
Oh, I heard that story, too.
Yes. He was trying to demonstrate how good the brakes was.
Off a cliff?
Was that the story? Yeah, off a cliff.
Off a cliff. Didn't work.
True story.
No way.
Is this like an urban legend? Because I've heard this, too.
I heard it was a true story. And I heard it several times.
Antonio is a tall guy, but he looks like he's 9 feet tall when he's on one of those sites. Yeah. You and Mario, I remember, because you got it in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I got here. And I remember coming in the locker room and you guys zipping around on those things thinking, golly, they're like a couple of trees just moving around.
Yeah. I think they probably give me about a good extra foot. You know, I'm already about 7 foot tall.
You and Dwayne Brown, too. I mean, I just have to jump out of the way when you guys are coming down the hall.
Arian bought the O-line Segway.
Yeah,
correct?
Yes, he did.
Nice gift. Man. Okay, one more question for Ask Antonio. Let's hear it.
Tom, it's Witt again. Got a serious question for you, bro. Who's your biggest rival? Oklahoma, Titans, or Richie Incognito?
I didn't think we could come up with a question like that.
That's a good question.
I mean, Bedlam.
Bedlam is hard to get out your blood, man.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, because it separates a state. Oklahoma has a line drew through the middle of it.
Yeah, is there real bitter hatred there between those two schools?
You either have real bitter hatred or you have the I'm a Sooner fan or Pokes fan, but I only will root for OSU when they're not playing us.
Right.
And then the other ones is just like, I hate Oklahoma State, I hate OU. You
know? Okay.
And I'm pretty much the hate OU type.
Yeah.
But you guys beat them when you were there, did you not?
Yes.
And that was when they were just killing Texas, killing a lot of them.
We made them change the game because at first it was at the end of the year we would play Bedlam, the last game of the season.
Right.
And they went crying and talking about they wanted it messed up their
national championship
hope. So they had it like in the middle of the season now.
They always have that lot. Remember Kansas State one year? Big game, Bob. He sometimes falls into that trap. But give them credit because they've had that opportunity a number of times. All right, so it's probably Bedlam. It's not Incognito.
I would have to give it to Bedlam because he said who is my rival, he said.
Right.
Yes, I would have to give it to Bedlam because Rich Incognito couldn't block me to save his life.
There we go. Without doing illegal things, right?
Yes.
Of course.